With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Minutes on the timer, and the subject is eating meat.
Meat.
Delicious meat.
The horrible meat. Horrible, horrible meat. This is so. A lot of these podcasts, the way this has sort of worked so far since starting this podcast, is it's clear that me and Chris are very different human beings. And I think if you had to guess which one of us was vegetarian, I don't think people would guess me. I think they would guess you, because you're just more conscious, you're sensible, and you do things that are healthier than I do. You make healthy, conscious decisions about your life, right?
I would disagree with that. I would say you think a lot more philosophically about the world around you, and I just do what I'm told.
I became a vegetarian because I was put in that situation by my ex-girlfriend where she said, she was really passionate about it, and I kind of, if I wanted to sort of stay in that relationship, I had to do it. But I've gone from that point to the thought of eating meat now is, actually the other day I accidentally put some, I was cooking a bolognese for my girlfriend and the kids. And I accidentally put it in my mouth without thinking, because I was also cooking a vegetarian version. And it was the first time I've ever had a meat product in my mouth in years, 15 years, maybe more. I've been a vegetarian since I was 18, but there's been occasions where I've accidentally eaten meat. But this was, I spat it out immediately and felt really sick and just tasted horrible.
What was the taste like to you?
It's like a butcher's smells. That's what it tasted like.
Really?
Yeah, you know when you go into a butcher and it has that, you smell, it smells of meat. It smells of dead meat.
You've reminded me of my girlfriend. She's so funny. She eats meat, all kinds of meat. But sometimes she'll turn her nose up at a piece of ham or bacon because it smells too piggy in her parlance. Or she'll turn down a bit of lamb because it smells too lammy.
But no, I understand that though. For some, in terms of that smell, lamb especially. Like lamb, when Ollie cooks, my partner cooks lamb, I can smell it and it's unpleasant.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love the smell of cooking.
She loves it, obviously. Like, you tell me then, because I can't understand it. I can't understand how much you love it. And you really do. More than anyone I know, you enjoy eating meat. You seem to really, like when you're talking about it, what you're going to do. Like we talked about going to a restaurant when all this lockdown stuff and everything's back to normal, that perhaps you and your partner come down and I'll take you to the Methuen, which is a lovely restaurant / pub in Corsham in Wiltshire, and you looked at the menu and you was like, oh yeah, I want that fillet, and a monkfish, oh yeah. I don't understand that. I don't understand where it comes from. Tell me.
I don't know where it comes from myself, but so I'm a massive fan of steak. I eat a lot of steak, I would say. I have it cooked rare. I didn't like steak when I was a child, because it would always be cooked well done, and it was very chewy, and I couldn't swallow it. It wasn't going anywhere, and I just wanted to spit it out, get it out of my mouth. So I thought I didn't like steak for many, many years, and it was only when I had a rare cooked piece of steak that I realised I do really like steak.
It's rare is as close to raw as you can get, right?
blue is as close to raw as you can get. In fact, you can have steak tartare, which is raw steak. I have had steak tartare and it's very nice.
What?
Yeah.
So the meat isn't cooked?
It's not cooked. It's I don't know what they do with it once it's, you know, taken from the animal.
So how much do they charge you on top of it for not cook it and just put it on your plate?
Well, it's a bit of a delicacy, steak tartare, so it's never normally cheap. And it's going to be good quality meat as well.
So hang on, I'm sure it's good quality meat.
It's not just a slab of steak, it's minced.
You know? Oh, right. So yeah. It's minced up, so it's not, they don't just literally give, like, so is steak tartare more expensive than one that they actually have to cook?
Possibly, I don't know. I've never compared the prices, to be honest, but this is
decadence.
Yeah, yeah. But I really like the texture of rare steak. I really like the taste of rare steak. I like the fact that you can have it in with different sauces. You can cook it in different ways. There are different cuts, which all taste slightly different to one another.
You love steak.
I really love steak.
How many times a week are you eating steak?
I probably have steak once a fortnight, maybe, I would say.
Yeah. Is this because you know that eating lots of red meat is bad for you?
Yeah, partly. I mean, if I could have steak every day, I probably would, but it would not do my body any favours. Red meat is difficult to digest. You shouldn't have too much red meat.
Do you notice it when you're eating lots of red meat? How do you notice any change in your body, or is it just something, you know, intellectually that you understand?
That's a really good question. I think, yes, you do. You feel full in a different way if you've had lots of red meat. Yeah, that I think that is true. You can tell that you're struggling to digest it, especially if you have like red meat 3 or 4 nights in a row or 3 or 4 days in a row. It's going to have an effect on you, definitely. So I do try and mix it up. I eat a lot of chicken. I mean, chicken thighs are like a staple for me because they're really tasty. There's a lot of flavour in them and they're relatively cheap. So you can, you know, you can buy it. You can get a good batch of organic free-range chicken thighs for not a lot of money, and they'll sort you out for a lot of meals. And I'll always enjoy that. But I love fish as well, seafood, shellfish. I'm all about meat and fish, mate. Love it.
Have you gone through a day where you haven't eaten meat?
Yeah, of course.
Does it happen often?
There was a time where, and this sounds awful, where I felt like I wasn't full if I didn't have meat. Like if I had, say I had a jacket potato or something, I would feel unfulfilled.
That makes complete sense. There's a psychology behind it.
It's 100% psychology, yeah, yeah. The thing is, vegetarian and vegan meals now have got so much more inventive, imaginative and interesting that I would happily have a vegan or vegetarian meal at a restaurant if it appealed to me. If there's something on the menu that I liked the sound of that didn't have meat in it, yeah, I'd definitely choose it. But
go back to that psychology thing, though, because it's strange. I'll be cooking a vegetarian, like a ragu or a spaghetti bolognese, something like that, right?
Yeah.
And the kids would know one has meat and one isn't. And there is no way... Not only would they prefer to have the meat, they actively wouldn't want to eat the one that didn't have meat in it. And I just wonder where that comes from, the repulsion of eating something that isn't meat.
Have you ever served them a vegetarian one and led them to believe that it's a meat one?
I wouldn't do that. But anyway, unless there was nothing else in. I mean, it's their choice, and it's ethically their choice. They want to.
But it'd be an interesting experiment.
I'm sure they would probably be able to tell. It tastes so different; it's unreal. Like the I know that because in the last week I've eaten both things. It would taste so different. I'm sure they would know. But yeah, it's that's what it is. The thing is, though, is I am a bit of a hypocrite because. I used to actively not like eat eggs with that weren't like free range, and then learned that free range eggs are unethical anyway because cockerels are slaughtered and all this stuff. And as I've got older, while I would never eat meat again, as much for ethical reasons, but also for it would make me sick, like physically sick, to eat it. I have come a bit more lackadaisical with the sort of ethical element to it. Just kind of like, I'm just like, it's up to people, isn't it? Like, I don't look at someone who eats meat and thinks you're a lesser person than me because you're eating meat. Mm. It doesn't offend me when people are eating meat. I never look at someone and go, you disgust me or anything like that. And that for a lot of vegans, and they are that way. You know, not actually a lot, that's a sweeping statement again, but there are people out there that are quite militant that they won't sit with someone who's eating meat at the table. They won't use cutlery that's been cut with meat. And I'm just not like that. Oh, I cook meat for my missus. I cook meat for the kids. I don't know. I think it's probably about as much a habit now as ethics.
Well, do you remember when you started being a vegetarian and what your last meal as a meat eater was?
I started when I was, I want to say 18. I might have been a bit older. And I think the last thing I had was a kebab. I miss them so much. I have everything that I could eat. Like, I don't
a
care.
A lamb doner.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care about steak. Don't care about bacon. None of that. But if I could eat something just once, it would be a doner. Doner kebab. And something like KFC. But like the KFC are doing their vegan burgers now. And there's this great place. Any vegetarians listening, if you're anywhere near Camden, go to the Temple of Saitan. It's all vegan. And if you can tell me the difference between the doner meat there and an actual real doner meat, it probably is completely different because I haven't tasted it in so long. But I was so happy to find something that was like it. It's really unhealthy, full of saturated fats and all that. But it's great. So good.
The thing is with a lamb doner, most of the flavour is coming from the sauces and the other stuff in there and the onion. So I'm not sure the lamb plays that big a part in it anyway.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you know that's where the flavour comes from?
Well,
maybe
just
because it's really like, tasty meat.
Yeah, maybe. But when I eat a kebab,
horrible,
I just taste chilli and garlic.
Oh, man, kebabs. I miss them. I do feel like I'm missing out on that bit. But yeah, have you seen, like, the way they make kebabs, like the meat, handling a meat is a weird thing to me. But where they make those kebabs on sticks.
Yeah.
Is that they build them up, don't they?
Yeah, layer them up.
They layer them up with what I can only describe as kind of like a pink, soft, lamby
offcuts
thing. Yeah, can you imagine? Does it bother you when you're eating that stuff? Do you think about that when you're eating sausages? You're really just eating the worst parts of it. Like, fuck knows what's been minced up in that sausage meat.
Do you know what? It should bother me, but it doesn't. So one thing my girlfriend has taught me is to look on the back of a packet of sausages and find out the percentage of pork or whatever meat's in there, because often they'll pad them out with other things and they're nowhere near as tasty if they've got a low percentage. But in terms of the actual, where the meat's come from on the animal, doesn't bother me, honestly. I've had sweetbreads before, which is, so lamb sweetbreads are like often, I understand, bits of brain, like bits of the animal that you wouldn't normally eat or see advertised. And the lamb sweetbread that I had, genuinely one of the most delicious meals I've ever eaten in my life. So good.
Yeah, again, it's psychology, isn't it? Once you can get around it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not an issue.
And to be honest, I think eating the bits of an animal that would often be rejected is better ethically as well.
Of course,
isn't
of course it?
It
is. So,
I don't need to sort of, it doesn't gross me out, and I don't need to convince myself to do it. It's just that
you're...
I'm not a big fan of offal. I don't really like kidneys or liver that much. It's the only thing that I'm less keen on. And that's the texture.
When you come down there, Windy, you're going to have an absolute field day. Like, I'll take it from my missus. I have no idea. But my missus said that some of the sausages here you can get are incredible. The Water Rose Butchers, like an award-winning butchers, and Wiltshire Ham is famous around the world. So, yeah, when you come, we're going to fill you up with all this murder that's happening. Did it ever cross your mind the ethics involved in it? Like, all religious people sometimes have to contemplate the ridiculousness of what they believe, right, in my opinion.
Mm.
Have you ever had that when you're eating meat, that there is, you know, a little lamb has been killed so that you can have your doner?
Yes, yes. I used to go out with a girl who's training to be a vet, and she had to do a work placement in an abattoir.
Oh my God.
And some of the stories that she would tell me almost were enough to put me off eating meat. Almost. Because
I don't want you to repeat the stories, but was it the over time, the severity of them, the impact of them fade?
Possibly. I think it was more just a tired acceptance that there's nothing that I can do as an individual to really stop this happening anyway. And so I just become one of many awful people that perpetuates this horrendous industry.
But the thing is that we're all hypocrites. We're all...
Yeah, exactly.
We all contribute to some sort of terrible thing in the world, and which is why I really struggle at times to care about the crusades of other people and issues that they have about their people that don't impact my life. I struggle sometimes to empathise, because every one of them, you know, whether it be, you know, like say a feminist, I don't think women should be treated badly. I would never do that them myself, and I'm a proponent for the rights of women. But there's some of them eat meat, and because they eat meat, these poor little lambs, and I care about the lambs, so... Oh, God.
That was 50 really, minutes are up.
Really bad place to end there. I don't know how to explain. But anyway.
The feminists!